Talks.
This is Money Talks with Dr. Gene. That's me.
Well, good morning, good morning. This is Money Talks, Atlanta's longest running and most respected money show on radio. I'm Bill Lako, certified financial planner, along with Troy Harmon, chartered financial analyst.
How's it going, Bill?
Good, good, good.
Good.
And then, who's this guy?
Hey, it's Dr. Gene.
Oh, Dr. Gene.
He is the doctor.
There you go.
We got big news to announce, don't we, Gene?
Yes, we do.
Well, what's the
news? And that is, we're
are you pregnant?
No, not. No. I had my tubes tied about 30 years ago.
Just checking. That would be big news.
Yeah. Well, that would be huge.
We are moving from Sunday 10 to 11 to Saturdays 10 to 11. And we will be on both of those days for a couple of weeks. But starting on the 3rd of January, we will be on at 10 to 11. Right there where your dial is right now. So we're just making a shift over in for, like I said, for I think a couple of weeks. They'll tell you on Sunday, hey, we're only going to be on Sunday for a couple more weeks. I'm sort of happy about that.
Yeah, the wait now is 24 hours less to get your fix for Dr. Gene, right?
That's true.
Absolutely
it's
right.
Big stuff.
Well, and there's a significantly larger audience at Saturday mornings.
So bring a friend is what you're saying?
You may be waiting in line at trying to get into the mall, the Christmas shop, but
right.
Or to take things back.
Right. There you go.
All right. In lieu also that we're going to have a repeat on the Christmas weekend.
Right.
I should wish everybody now a happy holidays and Merry Christmas.
There you go.
So can you have a few Jingle Bells music in the background? We got anything like that going on here? I mean, this is supposed to be a professional operation here.
Yeah.
We're supposed to have some sounds, you know.
Yeah.
Well, let's see.
He's working on it.
That's Jeopardy.
He's still working on it.
Yeah. Well, as it may be, before we blow the entire first 10 minutes of the show, we're wanting to spend that on economics. And we, again, have good news from the industrial sector.
Right.
In terms of a 1.1% rise in manufacturing output, which is pretty good.
Right.
Also, did you notice how much that 5.1% increase in utilities output?
Right, yeah.
That because of the bad weather, you think, or what?
It would have to be. There's really not much other reason. I mean, the demand is driven by the weather.
Yeah.
Didn't we go through this last year?
Well, it was the first quarter, and it was negative news, so no. But they are pretty quick to blame a whole lot of things, economically at least, on the weather.
Yeah. Housing starts declined
in
November,
it was flat.
And down 7% from a year ago.
Yeah, I know we noticed that the mortgage rates or mortgage applications had fallen back around Thanksgiving. We blamed it initially on the seasonality, you know, that nobody's out looking for a house. But this number might tend to tell another story. Like you said, it's down 7% compared to November of the previous year.
Well, you've got a couple things going on. One of them is that the incomes really hasn't risen.
Right.
And you've had housing prices.
That have. Right.
That have. So right. That's going to offset. Although, we'll just jump a little bit ahead to rates. You can get a 30-year mortgage for under 4%.
Right. Yeah, I think it was right at 4% last week when we were talking. So, you know, we've fallen.
3.94.
So. Yeah, pretty nice.
And if you want a 5-1 ARM, 3.21.
Right. You get a jumbo with 20% down right at 4%. It's 4.04%.
Yeah.
Yeah, so money's cheap for buying houses, no doubt.
And the banks are supposed to be lending money to build houses.
Yeah, they're getting, I guess, as things go along, they've gotten a little bit more willing to give out loans. You look at the Fed, they had some interesting notes this week. They changed the language from
it's financial gibberish as far as I'm concerned.
Exactly. From a considerable time to patient. The only real news, and they even made a big deal about how while the language changes, this means the same thing. So I'm not sure what they're doing.
They were talking about the rates are going to start to raise them in the spring.
Next year. The big change, you know, they were talking about how this was different language, but it's not really a big change. But there were three dissenting votes on this particular.
They wanted to tighten them up.
This particular period, yeah. I guess it'll be interesting to see. And it's been a while. This is the first time since 2011 that we've seen that many dissenters.
2 months before they meet next.
Right, yeah. They will not meet next month.
Yeah, okay. Consumer price index plunged 0.3% in November. Geez, why would that happen, do you think?
Oil. Gasoline prices. Yeah, and they take that out, so right. Then you're talking about the core. And I think it was up 0.1%, so a tenth of a percent.
I saw a gas for $2.35 a gallon at Costco.
Right.
And $2.40 I've seen other places.
Right, yeah. It's most of the time I've been seeing it around, you know, the mid 240s, 245 and thereabouts. But $2.35, that's a good price.
Well, you take a look. I just had you guys look up oil prices.
Right.
Currently $54.89, and it was below $54, I think. Earlier this week,
right.
That's down over 50%.
Yeah,
from its high of 110.
Yeah.
When's that going to pass on through the? Through the planes, aircraft.
Yeah.
Never.
Who knows?
We got that answer for us.
Yeah.
And also, I had you guys check on
gold.
Gold, and gold is down from about 1,300 to about 1,100.
Yeah, it's about 13.4% from its top.
Okay.
And really, it's basically flat on the year, down less than 1% overall. But there was that big spike back in the spring, mid-March at least, that got us there. We also saw some information on jobless claims, and it seems like three of the last 4 months have been the claims have been lower. So obviously, it's bringing down that 4 week average.
And last week, there were some numbers out that wages had gone up for the first time in ages.
Right. Yeah. The real rate. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but
there was up over the real rate, because right now what happens is wages are up about the rate of inflation.
Right. Yeah.
In fact, someone said there's been no net increase in income in 10 years.
Yeah. We heard some stories about that. I think about this time last year, but there's been no real change in that. So, and that tends to impact the overall inflation picture too.
With the Fed doing nothing. For another 3 months or 4 months, anyhow, that's what people are predicting. And gasoline prices down, with oil prices, no one seems to see any reason for them to go up.
Right.
Any more than they saw them go down, by
right.
the way. By the way, did you listen to Putin's speech?
I didn't have the four hours.
He was on for 4 hours. He's turning into Castro. That's what he's doing. I just wanted to mention anything about oil. I'm sure he did.
Part of it was, though, he said that he didn't care. He said oil could fall. I think he said to $40 a barrel, and they'd be fine. I'm not sure if anybody out there has watched just how fine they're doing lately, but it ain't good.
Yeah, no one wants to hold a ruble in Russia. They're out buying everything they can buy.
Right.
You buy your bread today because it'll cost you 20% more tomorrow.
Right, yeah, something related to that. I noticed that the Swiss banks have gone to a negative rate to try to discourage all the money that's flowing to them from the Russian crisis. Yeah. So, Mr. Putin can say pretty much
whatever. I'll tell you what,
I'll do better
than the Swiss banks. I'll give you nothing if you give me some money. And you'll be a half a percent ahead.
That's right. Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
And you know where the banks don't want the big money from right now from corporations, because they can't make any money out. They get penalized for it.
Oh, yeah.
We will take big money.
Right.
I'm just trying to help you out. You
the deal of the day right there.
That's right.
Yeah. I think I hear knocking on the door now.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit briefly about the markets. We had today, which is Thursday, had a great day. Yesterday was a great day.
Right, yeah.
We had two lousy days. Monday and Tuesday were bad.
Right.
Wednesday was a big bump. For the year, we're looking at up 13.1%.
Right, yeah.
On the S&P 500, which is, and every one of them but energy is up, every sector.
Right. Yeah, energy's down almost 10%, 9.79, and all that's been since the end of June. I mean, it's... You know, it was even up relatively close to the market back then.
Now, can you figure this out? Why is the energy index up 5.5% in the last week?
Part of it is what you were talking about. We had the, last week and early this week even, it was pretty ugly for oil, and start seeing a little bit of a rebound in the companies, but not so much in the commodity itself, the crude oil.
Well, you get these big companies like Exxon, et cetera. They're all in the chemical business.
Exactly.
And so what happens right. is their cost of productivity falls
right.
when their oil revenue falls.
Right, yeah. Their refining business actually improves.
A counterbalance there.
Right. So. That's one of the reasons that it's good to hold a diversified energy company in times when oil is declining.
Darden Restaurants.
Revenue came out.
So they're doing pretty good. Darden Restaurants includes what?
Well, the biggest one is Olive Garden. I know recently they sold Red Lobster.
Right?
Yeah, they sold Red Lobster. And that's probably what helped.
Well, one thing, but Starboard, their board was overtaken recently by some activist investors, and they're basically changing everything from the kitchen, all the way through. And they're saying that obviously that effort seems to be helping, but it's really too soon to say. Earnings were better than expected at 28 cents. I think the market or the street expected 27 cents. So shares were up 2% on the news.
FedEx.
FedEx.
Missed earnings.
Yeah, they did.
Isn't this the time of the year? These are from the previous quarter.
This is from the previous quarter, right. But still, you would expect that they'd been doing okay. They reported $2.14 a share, missed by about 8 cents, I think, at 222 is what was expected. But the thing that's strange here is that that was an increase of 36% from this quarter last year. So while it was up that big, it wasn't obviously enough. FedEx shares slipped 4% on the news.
Well, they must be busy because they've got all these little temporary rental trucks with the FedEx
right.
magnetic signs on the side of them dropping stuff off.
I know last year the news was more about UPS than it was FedEx. FedEx actually, I think, had met most of their
– When does UPS announce?
I couldn't tell you straight off, but
well, come on,
slipping. I know
he's only the research guy.
Yeah,
yeah. Call your staff, right?
Yeah, staff. They're not listening. We're too far removed.
General Mills. Now, here's what I want. This is how the market works for me. He said, overall sales slid 3.4%. Gross margin dropped 34.4%.
Right.
Okay. Missed their earnings, and their shares were up 2%.
Yeah.
We won't explain. Don't try.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. If you look at it after all the pre-tax restructuring charges, which is most of the time what we do, they actually beat. They had 80 cents earnings, and it was expected to be 76 cents. So it's one of those tricks, if you want to call it that happened in the finance industry, that you have a company, they're trying to cut costs and make all these things, so they sell off a piece of here.
Well, being a keen market observer like I am,
right,
and I do the weekly shopping at the Hensler household,
mm-hmm.
You can see that there's been a significant reduction in shelf space given to cereals over
really?
The last year.
Yeah.
Used to cover both sides of an aisle.
Right.
Not anymore.
Yeah, we talked last week a little bit about change in consumer tastes and how it impacts certain companies, and brought up Pepsi and Coca-Cola
right.
and that new Coke in the green bottle, things like that. And I'm sure it's impacting them as well.
Good news for Oracle. Larry Ellison, who owns the world's biggest ship, I think it is, among all sorts of islands and half of Lake Tahoe
right.
and everything else. He stepped down as a CEO, and they beat earnings.
They did.
Could be
by
a
penny. Could be.
Okay.
Things to come.
And ConAgra got hammered a bit, too.
Right.
All right. We'll come back and answer your questions. We'll get on and get... Maybe Bill can offer something to the program.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.